Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice...
I'm Christine Ahrens, one half of the Winnipeg Slice, here with Arlene of the Royal Winnipeg Ballet. Arlene, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
So coming up at the end of the month is something we see every summer put on by the Royal Winnipeg Ballet, and that's the Ballet in the Park. But for those who have never been there before, can you describe what it is?
Yeah, Ballet in the Park is the Royal Winnipeg Ballet company dancers, the professional division dancers, and some of our recreational dancers all performing for family audiences on July 26, 27, 28 at 7:30 at the Lyric Theatre. And we have great activities to do before the show starts. There's a point shoe toss, kind of like a horseshoe toss, face painting, and a ticket giveaway for Princess and the Goblin too.
What's really great about this event, it's good for the whole family because it's an absolutely free event. So what are people going to see when they come?
Well, our recreational division is doing a jazz piece. It's from of our younger dancers in the recreational division. I think it's a Greece medley, so fun music to be dancing and watching to. The professional division of the school is going to present the Fairy Doll Pas de Trois, which is a dance for three, so a girl and two boys. It's quite comedic and very charming for the park. And the Royal Winnipeg Ballet Company is going to present Lila York's Celts, which is a very high energy, sort of pre-Riverdance era work that's very popular and fun to watch too.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really great show, so be sure to check it out. That was July 26th through the 28th. It's at 7:30 each night at the Lyric Stage. Arlene, thanks for being here.
More than happy to. Thank you.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice. Stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.